Simon Reish Yud, Sif Aleph. We already discussed this long Mishnebura and Sif Karan Aleph leading Alach Lamais in terms of the shear of Achila, based on the Gemara that Rav Yochanan ate a kazayis of a zayit and made a bracha liftam acharem. We learned from there that you need a kazayis to eat, and we learned about the different shiurim last time. One more shaila that came up is, we discussed if you eat a chati zayis of mizonos and a chati zayis, let's say, of something that would require bore nefashos, of meat, chicken, fish, whatever it would be, that it would mitzdarf to say bore nefashos. What if one had a chati zayis of a mizonos and a chati zayis of shivas aminim? What then bracha would he make then? Because neither of them are really shaykh to bore nefashos. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does still say that you say bore nefashos. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman quoted in Sefer Vezos Abracha and Moreno Ravina of Neven Sal said, in the case you ate a chati zayis of michya and chati zayis of shivas aminim, you would say al michya v'al kalkul al etz al pri etz. You would say both nusachs of main shalosh and go ahead and say the rest of the main shalosh. Fine. Let's move on to the next part of the Mechaber, which is really also based on the same Gemara. Because that Gemara that we saw, that Rav Yochanan ate a zayis maliach and was mevarich lefanev lacharav, the Gemara asked on him, how do you make a bracha if you took out the seed, it's less than a kazayis? So our Gemara answers that, why? Because it was a zayis gadol. It was a zayis gadol, so at the end of the day, he really ate a kazayis. Because all you need is a kazayis beinani, and therefore he ate a kazayis, and therefore he can make a bracha achorna. The Yerushalmi gives a different teretz. The Yerushalmi says, on this Gemara, on this Indian, that the Yochanan ate a kazayis, and it asks how to make a bracha, it says, birya shiny. If you eat a whole birya, if you eat a whole creation, then that is automatically going to make a bracha, even what? Even if it's less than a kazayis. Just like we see by Isurim also, and where Marcus, I believe, talks about this also, they will say if you eat a birya, that is enough, chashav enough, even if you do not eat a correct amount of shear. So the Yushami says you would still make a bracha on the birya. The question though is, are the Bavli and Yushalmi disagreeing? Because normally if we have a machlokas, Bavli and Yushalmi, our Bavli gives a different teretz. Mashra that he doesn't hold a birya. So according to this, it would be that we would usually pass him like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi, and therefore there would be no bracha if you even eat a birya. And therefore it's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. How do we pass? Can we say that really there's no machlokas in the Bavli and Yerushalmi? And really the Bavli would agree by a birya, and it how to answer the Gemara. If you look at the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah, different Rishonim have different ways of explaining the Gemara. However, the machlokas we showed him is there really a machlokas in the Bavli and Yerushalmi, and therefore do we pasken halacha lemaisa that a birya you would have to make a bracha achrona? And this machlokas is brought down over here in the Mechaber, second line in on page 243. V'yesh mistapkin lomer shall dover shu kibriyaso kigon gargir shall enav o shall rimon, like one grape or one seed of a pomegranate. Shemavarkin laacharav afal pishein bo kazayis. Now those who say you should make a bracha on it even if you eat less than a kazayis, since you had a birya. Lekach paskins the mechaber nachal nizar shalolach a birya pachos mikazayis. Therefore, paskins the mechaber that one should be careful to get out of this machlokas, and therefore don't eat one grape, don't eat one seed of a rimon. If you want to eat rimonim, so eat a whole bunch. You're gonna have a kazayis, and vada you're gonna be chayiv in bracha achrona. Have a few grapes, and then vada you're gonna be chayiv in bracha achrona in order to get out of this problem. What are other ways to get out of this problem? So the Shaar Tzion and the Mishnah Berurah both point, the Shaar Tzion in Kaf Aleph and in Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Ches. First let's look at the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'lo mikra birya lim achlo kamochu. It's only considered a birya if you had it exactly how it was created. Avim laka chagari mimen lo mikra birya. If you take out the seed from inside the fruit, even if it's an inedible seed, you know, the seed that you wouldn't normally eat, or you take out a pit from the fruit, that's no longer considered a birya, and you wouldn't get into this whole problem. So that's another way of getting the problem, if you took out part of the seed or the pit or whatever. So Mishnah Berurah says another very obvious eitzah, the kol shekenim nechtat me'at mi'apri gufa. If you cut the pre in half, if you slice the pre, or you morassic the pre, you puree the pre, all these things will be considered that it's not considered a birya anymore, and therefore you will not have to go ahead and get into the suffix, and you could have even less than a kazayis, and vadai you would not be chayav in a bracha achrona in these cases. But one has to be careful by a seed of a rimon, a whole nut, okay, is another example. Any type of nuts, those are also considered birya. The oil of tzinra, Ben Sina Abashol says, even one slice of an orange, one of those plaques of an orange, that is also, each one is considered its own birya, that also one should be careful with not to get into these realms. Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensal, Dimas and Kibriyaso, he learned Sarach in and Simuk Mikre Kibriyaso, is a raisin. A raisin is a dried out piece of fruit. So is that considered, when a raisin, does it lose its tzura, is not considered a bria anymore? Rav Nevensal leads Sarachin in that case, whether that is considered a birya or not. So that comes out of Halach Lamaisa. One should not get into this problem, not get into this machlokas, and therefore have more than a kazayis of a birya, or don't eat the birya don't eat a whole birya in order not to get into this machlokas. The Mechaber continues. V'yesh mistapkin. Oh, the bracha achorna. We mentioned the shita before. There's other, another stuffing in terms of bracha achorna. Shel yayin mevarchin al kazayis. Is it a kazayis amount? I mean, we've been passing before that the stam deal was that it's a revius. Revius is about 3 ounces. Over here, kazayis amount is about an ounce. Lakach told lizar shel lishta the apachas min kazayis. Oh, revius. So therefore, you should have less than a kazayis. Either have less than an ounce, or have more than 3 ounces in order not to get into this shayla. So this is the famous shita tosos that is. Hold that on a bracha achorna, on a drink, it's enough just to have a kazayis amount, just to have about an ounce already to make a bracha achorna. We pass from the mice only make a bracha on revius, but try not getting into this machlokas. This is also the sheet based on this sheet that we said. Once you're going to have, let's say, you're going to be saying in a main shalosh already on mizonos, and then you have a little bit of grape juice. So based on this sheet, we said, but from Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal, once you get into a suffix bracha, meaning that over here, the suffix is already by kazayis. Once you're going to have a kazayis, you could already add in alagefen also into your main shalosh based on this shitas tosos. Now, another very important sugi over here, sieve base. This is based on another Gemara and brachas, but from the beginning of the Maseches Daf Yedal. Okay, and it's also in Yoni Diyoma over here, also on Yom Kippur Kotlin today, is by a tainus. On a tainus. Tainus, the Gemara asks, are you allowed to taste food on a tainus? Okay, are you allowed to taste food on a tainus? And therefore, and the Gemara goes into also, do you have to make a bracha when you go ahead and taste food? Is it only on eating food or only on tasting food? And the Gemara ends up saying, you're allowed to taste food on a tainus, and you're allowed to taste food and not make a bracha on it. Okay, you're allowed to taste food on a bracha, and the Gemara says, ad kama, ad revius. Up until a revius, you're allowed to taste without having a problem with the tainus, and the Chora Pashas is it also without getting into the problem of having to make a bracha. So let's focus in on bracha. In terms of tainus, don't pass on halach lemaisa, don't go out and tasting food today, because it's not so poshut. But we're not here discussing hilchos tainus now, we're here discussing hilchos brachos. So the big shaila in the Rishonim is, how could this be, how could you say that you're allowed to taste food and not make a bracha on it? What's the problem? We know you're not going to get anah v'lamazeh without a bracha. That's also anah. You put the food in your tongue, it tastes good. Okay, so based on the shita of the Rach, and many other Rishonim, Tosas brings it down, the shita of the Rush brings it down, they all hold, what's the Gemara talking about? Tasting doesn't mean tasting and swallowing. Tasting means tasting and spitting out the food. Only if you taste and spit out the food, that's when you don't have a require a bracha. But if you would swallow it, you would require a bracha. Oh, what about you still get hana on your tongue? That's still pleasure? Says the Rosh, the hana that we're talking about that you need to make a bracha on is hana's meyav. It's only hana in one stomach. Okay? It's hana's meyav. You need to require hana's meyav, not just hana in your mouth. And therefore, oh, and the whole sugi over there is only talking about when you're spitting out the food. That's it. But once you're going to swallow the food, vade, you're going to have to make a bracha. So therefore, your wife, your mother's making the chicken soup, you want to taste the chicken soup, is there enough salt? Not enough salt. Is it good? Is it good? Not bad? So therefore, really, make her din, if you taste it, you don't have to make a bracha, you're just tasting. But says the Rush, Rach, Tosos, hold it, it's only if you're going to spit it out. But if you're going to swallow it, for sure you're going to have to make a bracha. However, the Shita of the Rambam, the Pasha of the Rambam, at least in Hilchos Brachos, in Hilchos Tainus, he agrees with the Rush, the Rach, he says you have to spit out. But in Hilchos Brachos, he's so same as Mashmah from the Rambam, this is the way most Achorim say out the Rambam, that you are even allowed to swallow and not make a bracha. And this is the Shita of the Rif, and it's Mefurish in the Shita of the Ra'ah and Maseches Brachos, that even if you swallow by Hilchos Brachos, you do not have to make a bracha on it. Ask everyone then, what about our famous million-dollar question? How could you go ahead and swallow the flu food? So over here, Rabbeinu Manoach, the Kesef Mishnah, all right, very, very, very poshut, that there's another tonight when it's not only have to get hanah, but you also have to have kavana sachila. You have to have kavana that you're eating, okay, as the Mishnah Berurah, when he's explaining the Shita, says this beferish in Sif Yod Gimel. He says the Afa got to Osir Lehanos Bilamin Alama Zeblo Bracha Filu Kolshu Bein Machila Bein Mishdia Hainu Kishem Echavin Lechol Velishtos. That's only when you have kavana to Lechol Velishtos. Avol Hacha Shein Kavana. So Elitom Leidam Tzarech Melechol Tavin to know if you need salt or spices. Ein Tzarech Bracha Lolofan Evelo Achra. You not have to make a bracha beforehand and not after, and that's how the Miyashev the Shita that mean not against the Gemara of Osir Lehanos Bilam Zeblo Bracha. So we have this major machlokas in the Rishonim. Is it even with swallowing? Only spitting out. And those are the two days over here in Sif Beis. Hatoim et Tavshol ein sarich levarich ad revius. If someone tastes the Tavshol, he does not have to make a bracha unless he has a revius. Once he has a revius, according to the Shita, that you're even allowed to swallow. Once you have a revius, that's automatically considered kavanas achila. Stop, people! Don't taste food up more than a revius, and therefore, once you're going to have a revius based on the Gemara, you're going to have to make a bracha. Vafilu imhu bolo, even if he swallows, according to the Stam Day over here in Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh omrim shimu bolo ton bracha. So those who say Shita the Rach Rosh Tosos that if you would swallow, that would require a bracha. The only time our pater, someone who takes food only when he goes out and spits it out afterwards. According to this Shita, if you're going to be spitting out, even if you have more than a revius, as long as you're spitting out, you're not swallowing, you're never going to have to make a bracha. So over here we have the famous klal Stam and a Yeshomrim over here. Stam, he passes like the Rambam Rif. Yeshomrim, he brings down the Rush, Tosas and the Rach. He's passing like the Stam, and that makes a lot of sense because it's suffering brachos lahakal. But even if he's going to swallow the food, then he is not going to have to make a bracha. And that's how the Ramah Paskins also, who's fake brachos lahakal, suffering brachos lahakal over here, and therefore even if he's going to go ahead and swallow the food, both the Mechaber and the Ramah are passing that he does not go ahead and make a bracha on it, at least up till a revius. Okay? However, Lamaisa, that's not so poshut because the Magen Avraham quoted in the end of Sifkat Yudchaz Yutes, the end of our Simon. He says, "Hine a Magen Avraham cholik al Shulchan Aruch v'Aroma." The Magen Avraham disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch and the Roma. Second line in, "Usvir leite bebo leya lekuli alma chayiv levarich." When someone swallows, everyone agrees you're going to have to make a bracha. Okay, he didn't see the Raha inside who says Beferish, not like this. He says everyone's going to agree that you're going to have to make a bracha if you're going to swallow. However, other Achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham, they agree with the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that you do not have to make a bracha. So what is it? Eitz based on the Chai Adam, which is a very interesting Eitz, how this works. It says the Chai Adam quote over in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah is passing like this, and this is Halach Lamais if you're going to be tasting food. Okay, and you want to swallow? Says the Mishnah Berurah, ulechatchila tov lizayr rotziliv loa. Someone who wants to taste the chicken soup and swallow, she iskavein lehanos mi'ena b'toras achila v'yavarech alav. What should he do? Since we said the whole chisarn according to the Rambam was that he did not have kavanas achila. You have the anashabo, you just don't have the kavanas achila. So says the Mishnah Berurah based on the Chai Adam, all you have to do is have kavanah that you want to eat. I don't just want to taste, I want to eat the chicken soup. I want to drink the chicken soup, however you want to say it. You want to have kavanas achila. Once you have kavanas achila, that flips it into a night you're not tasting, you're eating, and therefore you're going to go ahead and make a bracha on it, halacha lemaisa. Okay, and that is halacha lemaisa. When you're tasting food, if you're going to spit out, no bracha. If you're going to swallow, the eighth of the Mishnah Berurah is to have kavanas achila, and then you would go ahead and make it a appropriate bracha. The last thing with this will just end off with is the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix over here. In Sivkan Yud Zayin, what about smoking? Do you have to make a bracha on smoking? And says the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Yud Zayin, Ve'achronim echlitim b'pshitas, she'ein levarach al ishuna tabak hazeh. You do not make a bracha on smoking. Okay? The Bir Hativ over here talks about this. People might become the Zayin, not the Be'ah, the Shari Tshuva. At the end of Sif Dal, it's the end of last line on page 244. Sorry, last line on page 245. He says, V'machne baruch, sham kotu b'shem leket, he says it's mutter. This sounds like it's mutter to use this tobacco stuff on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. But it's pashut over here. The Shari Tshuva over here is not talking about smoking. You're not allowed to smoke on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. We'll get to other days also, but for sure you're not allowed. He's not saying you can smoke over here on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. What's the riot? Because he's also talking about Yom Kippur. Everyone knows you're not allowed to smoke on Yom Kippur. It's Vaday Asr. So what's it talking about over here? It's talking about the snuff. The snuff they pass around the shuls. That's why it says Shishivas a tabak derech anechirim. By snuffing the tobacco, that is permissible to do even on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Okay, whether you're going to make a bracha on that, we'll see in the end of Hilchos Brachos. But that's all it's saying. But in terms of smoking, all the big posts in the Maisa Paskin, it is usher to smoke. Rav Nevinzal brings out at the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, B'Shem Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Okay, all the Gedolim Paskin, based on the research that we know nowadays, that smoking is absolutely terrible to one's health. That is absolutely usher to smoke. There is no heter to go ahead and smoke. And therefore, the only bracha that possibly one would have to make on it is Baruch Tayin Ha'emes. Have a good day.
What's the halami of that smoke when you need a bracha?
Because you're going to know. It's not halami of that smoke. That's what I'm going to say, not to make a bracha.